Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maritza and Hope with our 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Queenslanders are being urged to prepare for the upcoming severe weather seasons as fires, floods, and storms threaten the state. About 60 bushfires are already burning, with high fuel loads and heat waves increasing the risk. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts above average rainfall and the several tropical cyclones over the coming months. The phenomenal October heat would peak over the weekend, reaching the high 30s with a slight chance of rainfall. Fire bans are in place across large parts of the state as temperatures stay unusually high.
Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has stated that the Queensland state government has been holding back recovery funds for Cyclone Alfred. Tate has called it un-Australian and revealed that the council has not received financial assistance from a package worth $169 million. Funded by both the federal and state government, the package would cover the eroded beaches needed recovery. According to Tate, the federal government handed over their portion in July. However, the state government has yet to supply their part to the council. Tate has said he will be in contact with Queensland Premier David Crisafulli. However, it may take 12 months for the Gold Coast beaches to be fully restored.
In national news, telecommunications companies in Australia will face a surprise outage simulation to test their 000 systems. The announcement follows the 13-hour Optus outage 3 weeks ago that was linked to multiple deaths in South Australia and Western Australia. Communications Minister Annika Wells gathered the bosses of Australia's telecommunications companies to Parliament House yesterday to create a list of priority actions to prevent further disasters, including a simulated outage facilitated by the National Emergency Management Agency. The coalition is also in agreement to introduce a 000 custodian, recommended by an earlier review into 2023 Optus outages.
The Northern Territory government is reviewing allegations of conflict of interest within the Northern Territory Racing and Wagering Commission. ABC's Four Corners program aired the allegations on Monday night, stating that, quote, members of its board had personal links to the industry, including shares in racehorses, unquote. The Northern Territory Racing and Wagering Commission is Australia's de facto online gambling regulator, due to most of the nation's biggest bookmakers being based in the state. Social services organisations are among those now calling for the industry to be taken over from the Commission through the creation of a national gambling regulator. Spokesperson for the Northern Territory's Country Liberal Party government defended its regulation of the industry but stated they will look into the matter.
In international news, hundreds of people have been rescued and one man has died following a major snowstorm on Mount Everest in Tibet. The Himalayas was pummeled by unusually heavy snow and rainfall over the weekend as rescue teams and local villagers hurried to reach standard trekkers. According to the state broadcaster CCTV, 350 people have been rescued from Karma Valley by Sunday evening. 200 people are believed to still need rescuing and rescue efforts will continue.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.